Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss a Dallas coach that made the playoffs every season that he's with the team, and the organizational story of the Rams franchise, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are at the date of February 12th. We're going to talk about some great history and your history headlines of football and your Hall of Fame birthdays of both the college and the professional football Hall of Fame. And we're going to start off on February 12th, 1937. The Cleveland / Los Angeles, St. Louis / Los Angeles Rams franchise is officially approved to join the NFL. According to an article on the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, the Rams franchise began its football life in Cleveland, Ohio in 1937. And just think about that. How many different cities that the Rams franchise has gone into, you know, starting off in Cleveland, going to Los Angeles, going to St. Louis, back to L.A. Well, those first six seasons in Cleveland were really quite kind of rough. You know, they never really made it to the 500 mark. And then they abruptly disbanded for a year in 1943 because of World War II's manpower shortages. In 1946, after businessman Dan Reeves purchased the franchise, the Cleveland Rams had a 15-14 victory over the Washington Redskins in the NFL championship game and the guidance of the sensational rookie quarterback from UCLA, Bob Waterfield, who was the league's player of the year that season. Just after the big win, Reeves announced that he was moving the team to Los Angeles, California. There was nobody that was west of the Mississippi at that time. This is the first team to do that, and it was a big step for the NFL to go that far west, especially going not just going past the Mississippi, but going way past it all the way out to the West Coast. In 1972, the Baltimore Colts, Carol Rosenblum, traded franchises with Bob Irsay and took over control of the Rams, and Irsay took over control of the Baltimore Colts. Then in 1995, the Rams moved to St. Louis, where they played in the Edward Jones Dome. 2 years later, in 1999, the Rams were transformed into Super Bowl champions. Guided by quarterback Kurt Warner and running back Marshall Faulk, the team beat the Tennessee Titans 23-16 in a thrilling Super Bowl number 34. In 2016, the Rams moved to Los Angeles, where they play in the Los Angeles Coliseum, and now in 2021 and 2022, they are at SoFi Stadium, and what do you know, they're hosting a Super Bowl there, Super Bowl 56. You know, that's just a tremendous journey that franchise has taken, and unbelievable, they're in the Super Bowl again. Well, February 12, 1998, the Dallas Cowboys signed Chan Gailey as their fourth head coach. In an odd twist of fate, Gailey was released by Dallas after only two seasons. Chan's Cowboys team won the NFC East in 1998 and made the playoffs under his 2 years at the helm, although they did fail to win even a single playoff game. It's kind of an odd statement that after only two seasons, because Chan Gailey is the only one in Cowboys history to be the head coach to have never missed the playoffs with the franchise when he was at the helm. February 12, 2006, at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, Hawaii, at the NFL Pro Bowl, the NFC squad outlasted the AFC 23-17. The game's most valuable player was Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Derek Brooks. And what a beast he was in the middle of the linebacking core of Tampa Bay and for the NFC. February 12, 2013, at a ceremony in Philadelphia, the NFL pays tribute to the life of the late Steve Sable and his many contributions to the league. An NFL.com article informs us that Steve Sable won over 40 Emmy Awards and oversaw 107 Emmys for NFL films. He was the Sporting News 2002 Sports Executive of the Year, and he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in year 2003. And we talked about, you know, his pops just a few days ago, about a week ago, and all the great things that he did. But Steve Sable, the son, did some tremendous things, picked up right where his father left off, and worked in conjunction with his father, and then just took NFL films to new heights. And wonderful man that he did some great things. And you know, everybody that I know that's met him, I've never met him personally, but you know, people like Chris Willis and some others that have met him before his passing, just said what a great guy he was, just like he was on film. That's the way he was in person, and treated people with respect, and everybody liked him. So sadly missed both Sables. Now let's get to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this February 12th. We'll start off in the year 1963, Santa Clara, California. The tough tight end from Santa Clara University, Brent Jones, was born. The National Football Foundation website indicates that Brent started off in college as a wide receiver, but soon changed to the tight end position. Turned out to be a pretty great move, too, as he had the skill set of both positions at his disposal. In 1985, Brent was selected as an All-American, and his career totals shows that he caught 137 passes for 2,267 yards and 24 touchdowns. Brent Jones was honored with induction in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002, and after the National Football Foundation tallied up their votes. Brent entered into the NFL after school with the 49ers and played 12 seasons, earning All-Pro status four times in his career, and also got some Super Bowl rings there with those pretty good 49ers teams with Joe Montana and Steve Young throwing the passes. On February 12, 1964, San Antonio, Texas, Scott Thomas, the great Air Force Academy defensive back, arrived in this life. The National Football Foundation bio of Thomas states that he was a consensus All-American honors in his senior year of 1985. In that amazing season of 85, Scott returned a punt, a kickoff, and an interception for a touchdown. He finished his excellent collegiate career with 221 career tackles, with four tackles for loss, 10 passes picked, and 22 pass breakups, while averaging 28.8 yards per kickoff return. Pretty impressive. Scott Thomas received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. Then we go to York, Pennsylvania, in February 12, 1971. The stud tackle of the Washington Huskies, Lincoln Kennedy, was born. The footballfoundation.org website says that Kennedy led the Washington Huskies to a 12-0 national championship season in 1991 with his outstanding blocking. Lincoln was a unanimous first-team All-American in 92, and he aided Washington into bowl games all four seasons of his career, including three consecutive Rose Bowls. Amazingly, Lincoln allowed only two sacks in his four-year college career. Two times. That's all they could get by him, get a sack. The National Football Foundation selected Lincoln Kennedy for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2015. And after school, Kennedy was in the ninth overall selection by the Atlanta Falcons in the 1993 NFL Draft. And he spent two seasons in Atlanta and nine seasons with the Oakland Raiders. And after he retired, he served as an analyst on the NFL Network and on Fox Sports Radio. Just some tremendous talent there for our Hall of Fame birthdays. And we had some great history headlines to share with you today. We're sure glad that you joined us once again, and we hope you will be with us again and again and again in days to come, because we bring this to you every single day of the year, and also some bonus specials like we like to bring out too. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.